a night out. It is girls' night out. We have decided to go on disco tonight and drink our brains out. It is all about binge drinking. We are starting the party at Michelle's apartment. We are dressed, the hair and makeup is done, and now we start to drink. It is important that we start before we take off, because it would be embarrassing to come to a party and be sober. I have chosen to wear my black dress with spaghetti straps tonight. It is not warm outside because it is November, but I just take my boots on, then I will not probably freeze. We have fun, we dance to the newest music, and we have girl talk. I love to drink, especially when I get crazy with the girls. I open a bottle of vodka. It is number 5 this evening, and we are only 8 girls in the apartment, but we love to feel restless. It is time for us to take off. I grab my boots and then we are out. We walk down to a little pub. It is a local pub where everybody knows each other. Here we get some beers, and I think I have been drinking about 6 beers now, and I buy one more I can drink on our way to the disco. Miles away we hear the music, and my heart beats with the rhythm. I just feel ready to drink more, dance more, and have a fantastic night. I feel the music in my body, and I feel the alcohol in my head. I do not remember how much I have been drinking anymore, but I can no longer walk straight. I am so drunk, and it is incredible. Suddenly my friends are gone. I cannot find them here. Where are they? I yell their names, and then I fall down on the floor. I am just so drunk right now. I feel sick, and I walk outside to take some fresh air and look for my friends. They are not here outside either. Maybe I should walk down the street. Where am I? Anyway, I just walk and maybe they will look for me. I feel tired now and my feet hurts and I'm drunk. Oh, I see a bench over there. Maybe I should sit down for a moment and take a rest. My eyes is about to close and I let them. Crash! My head hits the bench and I sleep. I do not care sleeping outside on the bench in the streets of Britain, in my black short dress and with my boots on. I feel nothing. I'm just tired and too drunk to think. I sleep the rest of the evening. I wake up this next day. Everything around me is white and my dress is white. What have happened? I look at my feet and they are bare. I scream because my boots were my favorite ones. I want someone to come and help me find them. A man also in white clothes comes to me. He wants me to look down through the shadows. I see something I do not believe. A girl in black dress lies on the bench, sits all blue, cold and frozen. People pass her on their ways. They do not help him because they already know she's dead.